Well, Chris Ashton, talk me through that performance. Two sets of 40 minutes, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did what we wanted to do in the first half, start well. Last week we started slow. This week we started really well. Forwards and backs, forwards got on top. We got them running around and they played the way they wanted to play and moved the ball and scored the try. Scored a couple of good tries, good team tries. And then I think second half, they adjusted a little bit to what they needed to do and we let them back in with mistakes that we didn't need to and penalties that we give them. So it's frustrating. I think we wanted to go out there and score a few more tries. And
Andy Farrell said that at half-time the Argentinians were hanging on by the skin of their teeth, but yeah. It seems that they weren't put to the sword then in that second half.
No, I think we did want to carry on the way we did. But as I say, a couple of penalties early on and 10 minutes gone into the half, and you try and fight your way back into and score some tries, and then you end up forcing it, and that's the way it goes sometimes. I mean, even if you try, the more you try not to go that way, it seems that sometimes it does. But fair play to Argentina, they came out second half a lot better off. As I said, changed some things and started to play a little bit more on us.
You're probably tired of being talked about as a man under pressure, but you got onto the score sheet. You must have been delighted for that to relieve a little bit of that.
Yeah, of course. Always happy to score tries. It's part of my job. I've always said that. I think the more we get chance to play together, is the more opportunities we're going to create out wide. I was just thankful to be on the end of one.
Yeah, and I could see that actually there were a few more moments. There was a little bits of business, as I tend to call them, of just little quick scoops and getting involved, little passages down the very near touchline, and you coming off your right wing. It looked like you were a little bit more involved in various areas of the park, not just necessarily finishing stuff off. And I imagine you're hoping when the analysis is done that all of that's picked up.
Yeah, I just played my normal game, to be honest. Just wanted to get involved. Last week was a bit frustrating. Didn't really get any attacking ball whatsoever, so tried to use today to get myself in and around, and there was opportunities around there, and yeah, I managed to get on the end of a few things. I would have taken another try, but yeah, overall happy.
A strong opening 40 against Argentina, a strong second 40 against Australia. Yep. It's going to need to be 80 against the All Blacks, isn't it?
It is, yeah. An unbeaten team. We got beat here last year. Going to be coming here wanting revenge. I think this will be a big date on the calendar. But we've done two from two so far. I don't see why we can't make it three. This is a place where we want to win and start keeping it that way. But yeah, it's going to be a tough ask, but I think we're up for the challenge.
And just finally, a little bit about the atmosphere and the Twickenham and England fans. We've seen a little bit more interaction between social media and the team, the hashtag carry them home, getting people behind, getting the BMW Sweet Chariots home, all of that sort of stuff. It seems that actually getting the fans sort of more involved is bringing about more direct feedback from you, the team, in terms of how you're going out and performing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's a perfect way to go about it. Sometimes I think people get the impression that we're a bit detached from the crowd, and it isn't the way we see it at all. We want to be more involved with the crowd and then be more involved with us. They're a big part of us, especially here. They do a lot for us, getting behind us and being here every week that we play. And yeah, we couldn't thank them more for what they do. And to get them more involved, it can all be a positive thing.